National Silver Company presents The Silver Theater. Starring James Stewart and Jane Bryan in Misty Mountain, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you on behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel, welcoming you to the 18th of the new series of Silver Theater Dramatic Productions. Before the curtain rises on today's concluding episode of Misty Mountain, I want to take just a moment in which to tell you that next Sunday we shall welcome lovely Loretta Young to our Silver Theater, and that stories are already being chosen for such splendid performers as Andrea Leeds, John Garfield, Lee Tracy, Shirley Ross, and many others who are to appear on our stage in the very near future. And now the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the second and concluding episode of Misty Mountain, an original drama by Grover Jones and True Boardman, starring James Stewart as Rusty Lane and Jane Bryan as Mary Lou Masters, with John Gibson as Rusty's co-pilot, Elmer Sloan.
Lane in standard flight 9 to Burbank Tower. Flight 9 over Newhall at 524 at 4500 descending. Estimate Burbank at 529. Go ahead.
Okay, flight 9. Come on in. No additional traffic in area. Field is clear. Bozeman 3010. Wind southeast 12. Land northwest to southeast.
Okay.
Hey, they still haven't said anything about us being late.
Don't worry, they will.
Rusty, when are we going to tell them?
The truth. That's what we're going to tell him. I'm going right straight to Mr. Marshall. This is an airline. You can't run it on a bunch of lies.
But what about your big new job? Vice president and all that. And Helen Marshall. She'll be plenty sore if she finds you've been talking by radio all the time to some other girl. She might even break off the engagement.
Well, Helen will just have to get over it, that's all.
Well, maybe you're right. Telling the truth will be kind of tough on Mary Lou, that's all.
What are you talking about, tough on Mary Lou?
Well, after all, this plane's carrying mail, Rusty. And when Mary Lou radioed up for help and got you to go down on the mountain to help her, well, maybe it was just a gag to her. She wanted to see what you looked like. But it wouldn't be a joke to the government, delaying the mails and all that.
Hey, I never thought of that. We can't let that kid get in bad over this. Here, take the controls.
Oh, hello, Rusty.
Hey, Mary Lou, now look. Hey, what's the word? You've been crying.
No, I haven't. I'm just scared. I didn't mean to get you into trouble. Honest, Rusty.
Now, just never mind that. Now, we'll be landed in a minute. And I want you to act just like you were a passenger, you understand? Get out of the plane, go to the airport lunchroom. I'll come there and meet you later.
Yeah, but Rusty, I want to explain to your boss and make him understand that this was all my fault, that you only made that landing on Misty Mountain because I lied, because
now, the reason doesn't matter. I broke regulations. Every time I talked to you on the radio, I was breaking them.
Then why did you do it, Rusty?
Why? Well, because why? Just because I haven't got any good sense about some things, that's all.
Like when you kissed me. There was no sense to that either, was there?
No. Now, look, now we're almost over the field.
Oh, Rusty, I'm scared. Can't we just keep on flying and not land at all?
Well, don't talk nonsense. Now, remember to keep quiet. Now, fasten your safety belt. We're going down.
Well, all right, Rusty. I hope everything...
All set, Rusty. The tower just gave us the go-ahead.
Okay, I'll take it. Wheels down.
Wheels down.
Can't we keep on flying and not land at all? Little dope.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Maybe I'm wrong. Mary Lou.
All right, will you quit singing that song?
Okay. Well, what's the score? Do we tell or what?
I'm doing the talking to Marshall himself. I don't know how, but I'm going to find some way to leave Mary Lou out of it. Well, you keep her out of the way and see she doesn't talk.
Okay, Mr. Galahad of the Airways. But for a guy who's engaged to another gal, you're sure taking a lot of chances to keep that kid in the clear.
Now, shut up. Come on, let's get it over with.
Oh, Rusty, Elmer.
Hello, Mary Lou.
Oh, Rusty, what's going to happen?
Now, never mind. Just remember what I told you, Mary Lou. Keep quiet.
Hello, Rusty. Elmer.
Hello, George.
Hi. A little late, aren't you?
Yeah. Here's the manifest in that mail.
Thanks. Oh, you're carrying a passenger. I didn't know.
Yeah. Come on, Elmer. Passenger's this way, miss.
Oh, thank you.
Rusty, I'll bet we could get away with it.
Yeah. Now, Mary Lou, you and Elmer go into the lunchroom. I'll check in and meet you there.
All right. Come on, Elmer.
I'm coming. See you later, Brother Galahad. That is, I hope I will.
why is Rusty so long? If he's just filing reports like you said,
Helen. So you did arrive.
Hey, Helen.
I phoned a half hour ago. They said flight 9 was delayed.
Yes, we got sort of held up.
This is
Mary Lou, Helen. Miss Marshall,
Miss Masters.
Oh, how do you do? How do you do? Oh, where's Rusty, Elmer? Do you know?
Yeah, in your father's office.
In your father's office? But, Elmer, you told me Rusty was...
Oh, then you know Rusty, too, Miss Masters.
She just met him once. You'll find him in there now, I think, Helen.
Oh, fine. Well, thank you. I'll see you again, Miss Masters.
Elmer, you lied to me. You said everything was all right, but if Rusty's in the boss's office...
Okay, so I lied to you. But Rusty wants it that way.
But what'll they do to him?
Ground him, I guess. Take away his license.
Oh, but Elmer, they can't ground Rusty. Why, flying is his whole life. We've got to stop them. We've got to go in there now and tell the truth.
No, you don't, Mary Lou. You see, Rusty wants to tell this in his own way, so that it keeps you in the clear.
You mean he's taking a chance of losing his license because of me?
That's about it, I guess.
Oh, Elmer.
Mary Lou, there's something else that you don't understand.
Elmer, even if I can't talk to Mr. Marshall, there's another way I can help Rusty. That stewardess. I'll phone my brother. You know, he's the forest ranger on Misty Mountain. And he can drive it to the station so she can get back here sooner. Where's the phone?
Right through the archway there. Hey, wait, have you got some money?
I'm all right. Wait for me.
Yes, miss. Something I can do for you?
Mr. Marshall's office. Can you tell me where it is?
Mr. Marshall? Why, yes. That door over there. But unless you've got an appointment...
Well, thank you. Oh,
well, Miss Masters.
Where are they? I've got to see your father, Miss Marshall. He must understand that it wasn't Rusty's fault.
Well, what wasn't Rusty's... Oh, so it wasn't his fault. Well, suppose you explain all this to me, Miss Masters. If it concerns my father, he'll usually listen to me more quickly than to someone else.
Oh, will you help? You see, Rusty would never have made that emergency landing if I hadn't lied to him.
The emergency... Oh, well, yes, of course. You've known Rusty for a long time, then.
Oh, no, I've never seen him till today. It was just by radio.
By radio?
It's by a ham transmitter. You see, I've got one up at my brother's place on Misty Mountain. I'm alone a lot, and, well, I just got in the habit of talking to Rusty every time he flew over.
Oh, I see.
And then when Rusty said it was his last trip over the mountain and that he was leaving to go east on a big job, well, it was crazy, I guess, but he'd always been just a voice up in the sky, and I wanted him to be more than that. I had to see him just once anyway.
Oh,
so I radioed in that I was in danger and needed help. And he landed. Of course, when he found out why I'd done it, he was awfully mad. That is, except for a moment or so. And he rushed back to the plane to take off again, but I knew it would help him if I came and told the truth. So I came along. I had to. You understand that, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do understand, Miss Masters. And I want you to know that I appreciate what you've done.
You appreciate?
Yes. You see, I wouldn't want that...
Lane, furthermore, I want... Oh, hello, Helen, dear.
Hello.
Oh, Mary Lou.
Oh, hello, Rusty, darling. Oh, Dad, this is Miss Masters. An acquaintance of Rusty's.
How do you do, Miss Masters? Helen, all our worry about Rusty was unnecessary. He's been telling me why he was delayed.
Oh, yes? What was the reason?
Merle thought he'd gotten a distress signal from some forest ranger station, so he made an emergency landing. Turned out to be a mistake. But then on the takeoff, the stewardess somehow was left behind.
Well, it all sounds almost unbelievable, doesn't it, Miss Masters?
Look, Mr. Marshall...
Now, let's not discuss it further. Right now, there are other things to consider.
Oh, yes. Have you told Rusty the news, Dad?
Well, I thought you'd want to. Of course, you know about these two, Miss Masters.
Why, I...
Look, I think we...
Your executive appointment, Rusty. Dad says it can be official now. From now on, you'll spend your working days on the ground.
Yes, Lane. We start to work on the transatlantic service at once. In fact, we leave for New York in about 3 days.
We?
Yes. You, Helen, myself, and whatever co-pilot you wish to select. We'll go in my private ship.
Oh, and incidentally, Rusty, Dad says that we can be married just as soon as we arrive in New York.
After all, I see no purpose in further delay.
Oh, dear Dad. That's what he says now, but you've no idea what a time I had to get him even to agree to our engagement, Miss Masters.
Yes, I can imagine. Well, if you'll all excuse me, I'd better be going.
Oh, so soon.
I have to be getting home, and it's quite a ways. I'm so happy to have met you all. And good luck on your trip to New York.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Miss Masters.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mary Lou. Hey, wait a minute.
Well, What's got into that young man?
Oh, it's nothing at all, Dad. He'll be back. And soon. I'm sure of it.
Well, here comes my train. Thank you for coming to the station with me, but you needn't have bothered.
Now, look, Mary Lou, for the 40th time, what did you and Helen say to each other? Now, why this sudden rush home?
Why not? The whole thing was just a lark, and now it's ended.
What was a lark?
Well, all of it. Talking to you up there in the sky and getting you to come down to Misty Mountain and then riding out here in the plane. I've never had such fun.
Fun?
And now that everything's straightened out, I'm glad for you, Rusty. You'll be happy in your new job and all. You know, there are some people that... Well, that just belong in the sky and others that should be on the ground. Joke is, I had you all wrong. I thought you were one of the up-in-the-sky ones.
You did, huh?
But I'm cured of talking to airplanes from now on. I guess I'll have to stick to Boris.
Boris? Well, who's Boris?
Oh, he's a fellow in Russia. I pick him up on 34 meters about 10 in the morning. He doesn't speak any English, and I don't speak any Russian. We have a swell time not understanding each other.
What?
Well, my train's leaving.
Now, Mary Lou, wait just a minute. Won't you please...
Goodbye, Rusty. It's been fun being crazy for a while. Goodbye, Rusty. Good luck.
Mary Lou. Mary Lou. Mary Lou.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we continue with the rest of tonight's entertainment, may I say just a few words about the entertaining you do? It so often happens, you know, that a man's business success depends a lot on his wife's success as a hostess. And the more important your husband's position, the more social obligations for you. More dinners, buffet suppers, occasions when your silverware is sparklingly on parade. And naturally, you'll be a more poised and gracious hostess if you know that silverware is beautiful and correct. So may I suggest International Sterling Silver. International Sterling is solid silver through and through. Its patterns exquisite in every detail, and radiant with a mellow luster that is given to sterling silver only by silversmiths devoted to their craft. What's more, you can own this lovely solid silver far more easily than you imagine. And here's the man to prove it to you. John Conti.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can now get a place setting for one person. Six lustrous pieces of solid silver created in International Sterling's exquisite enchantress pattern for only $16.75. Visit your silverware dealer tomorrow, Monday, and talk with him about it. See the other beautiful International Sterling patterns while you're there and learn firsthand how very easily indeed you too can own silver that's a lifetime treasure. Solid silver by International Sterling.